Welcome to Conducting Conversations by Maestro, the all-in-one property management software solution. In this series, we meet with hospitality experts to hear their thoughts on challenges and opportunities facing the industry today.
And welcome to Conducting Conversations, brought to you by Maestro. I am your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney, and I am pleased to have you with me today because we are going to talk about some fun topics today, meeting new guest expectations. If you are looking to travel, if you've been thinking about it, if you're wondering about it, if you're working in it, we're going to answer a lot of questions when it comes to travel. I know I'm excited because I think I am going to want to go traveling after this conversation. So it is my pleasure to bring on our two guests today, Warren DeHaan, who is the president of Maestro. Thank you for joining me, Warren.
Pleasure.
And Martin Daniel, who is vice president of Lock International. Martin, thank you for being with me as well.
Well, thank you, Michelle. Pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you both here. So let's start off with, before we get into the conversation, a little bit of a background for both of you. Would you like to start things off, Warren?
Absolutely. Happy to do so. So my name is Warren DeHaan. I'm the president of Maestro. We are a property management system supplier based outside Toronto in Markham. And our Maestro PMS suite is a suite of software products designed for the hotel marketplace. Hotels and resorts is our area of focus, and the independent hotel and resort market in particular. So we don't pursue the major chains. We pursue full service luxury resorts and hotels and multi-property groups. 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 hotels is our sweet spot. The suite includes not only the front desk operations and reservations, but we also have spa management, owner vacation rental management, housekeeping, engineering, work order, guest engagement applications, a whole slew of software to help the target market that we pursue. And that solution is available both in the cloud, on-premise, or in private cloud for those clients who want to host themselves. And it is a browser-based application. It's a very mature and stable, sophisticated application. We have been around since 1978, starting out in the mini computer space, first working with a large independent hotel chain out of Toronto that got us into this business. And obviously, 1978 is a long time ago. My father started this business. And in so doing, started us on a road to focus on hospitality, develop these applications, which are now installed in hotels around the world. And that keeps us very busy on a day-to-day basis.
I'm sure. Martin, would you like to chime in there with a little background about what you do?
Yes, absolutely. My name is Martin Regnault. I'm the Vice President Managing Partner at Lock International. Lock International is a Quebec-based company, although we're established all across Canada. And Lock International was founded in 1988, and since then has been specialized in supplying mini fridges, key cards, smart locks, and more recently in the past couple of years, televisions, alarm clocks, and all other technologies that you can find in your hotel rooms.
And all things that are very, very necessary in our hotel rooms, because everything that you're saying is a very necessary part of the stay and something that we look forward to. So I can't wait to get into this conversation. But before we do, let's talk about kind of an overview, because we had something that hit the world that we weren't expecting called a pandemic from COVID, and it just threw everything upside down. So a lot of people now are looking to get back out there. They're looking to get out there, see the world. So what have we seen with trends with regard to people wanting to book vacations again, wanting to go on business trips or even weekend excursions?
Yeah, I'm happy to weigh in a little bit on that question, and very good question, because it's timely. Obviously, this has affected our customers, has affected us as travelers, and has been a real challenge over the last several years. One thing we saw early on in the pandemic is that many of our resort customers who could still serve a drive market. People could drive there, not have to fly there, still maintain some level of occupancy, although very low. And what they were looking for, what their guests were looking for, was a way to enjoy their stay without interacting with other humans, basically. And so a lot of additional work was done on touchless and contactless applications, mobile check-in, mobile check-out, two-way text messaging, and those sorts of things. So that helped a little bit, but it didn't restore us to, you know, where we were in 2019 or 2018. What we have seen in the last 6 to 9 months, from our booking engine stats, from our client requests, is that business is coming back and coming back in a big way. We're seeing many of our customers have a conference and convention space. And so initially what we saw coming back was individual travelers, not so much the corporate traveler. But now with the corporate travel really starting to come back, we're seeing more of our banquet applications being used. So any sort of corporate travel where there's group business or any even group business like weddings and so forth, we've seen a real pickup in that area over the last, as I say, 6 to 9 months. So I think, the trend was definitely hard on hotels. And they were severely impacted, as we all know. Some fared better than others, depending on whether they were city center or destination resort type environments. But by and large, we're seeing things back to normal pretty significantly. And we're hoping that by 2024, everything will be more or less back to normal. And a lot of that has to do with staffing levels, which we can save that for the next question. But that's kind of what we're seeing.
Martin, did you want to weigh in on that at all?
Warren really covered most of what happened, I'd say, in the last 2 years. But it is true. Like, people, they're traveling, but they're being more careful with the human contacts, as well as they're trying to avoid, object manipulation. So therefore, for us, where we see what we see in technology is an even bigger trend for the bring your own device, so that people can still have all their features and all their benefits without having to manipulate what is in the room. And again, like Warren said, all the mobile application that avoid human contact have been a big trend.
Yeah. So let's get into some specifics here. How has the pandemic changed the way that hotels handle guest services? And then on the flip side, how guests are expecting things to go when they are traveling now?
Yeah, I think expectations really need to be set. And one of the reasons that I say that is we've seen a tremendous shortage in the labor pool in hospitality, both in lodging and restaurants and so forth. I was looking at some stats from the American Hotel Lodging Association, and pre-pandemic, there was about 2.3 million employees engaged in the hospitality business in the U.S., and there was 1.97 million in current times, about an 84% of pre-pandemic levels. So you're talking about a pretty significant drop in the people who can provide the services that we expect to get in a hotel, from less people at the front desk, reduced housekeeping capabilities, activities are impacted, pool cleaning is impacted, anything to do with requiring service was severely impacted. And I think as travelers now, we have to be a little more patient with hotels, understanding that they certainly want to do a good job for us. But by the same token, they're challenged by the same things that challenge pretty much every other business these days, which is staffing. I was checking into a hotel about a month ago, and I actually walked up to the counter and walked up to the desk. And one of the questions they asked me is, would you like housekeeping? I've never been asked that question before. So, you know, that just points to some of the challenges that hotels are facing in terms of meeting guest expectations.
Not only are we seeing a lot of people return to their normal travel schedules, but then we have a new crop of younger adults who are excited to get back out there, maybe out there for the first time to really see the world. So let's talk about how technology is enhancing the experience for both the seasoned traveler and then maybe the person who this is their first vacation or their first trip abroad.
Yeah.
Well, I would say what we've seen is, you know, technology for having the proper technology offering for the business traveler. The ultimate goal is to make their life easier while they're traveling, because I'll take the example. I'm traveling this week for business to actually meet customer in person. Thank God we've missed that so much. But on the same token, while I'm on that trip, I have 3 Zooms meeting that are scheduled. Therefore, I have to be able to, you know, access the proper technology, have the proper space, and be able to combine the new reality with coming back to what it was. So for the business traveler, we see that the technology in the hotel is very important in that regard. We're under the belief that the new traveler, the younger gen, when they're going out and they're visiting the properties, they have expectations, but not necessarily in regards to what it was before or what it should be now, but they have expectations simply because of how they live their life differently, how they watch TV differently, how they surf the web differently. And not having the proper offering will simply not allow the hotels to retain that clientele.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very good point, Martin. I think, you know, from our perspective as the taking the guest from the booking to the checkout and sort of wrapping around, Martin's really taking care of everything that happens while the guests are in house. From our perspective, what we've seen demand for to accommodate both the seasoned traveler, which I think is a very polite way of expressing the mature traveler, and the younger traveler, is that the younger traveler is so used to Martin's point, self-serving. They can do everything on their phone. They can pay from their phone. They can order from their phone. I mean, they do everything from their mobile device. And so the interest is to give those clients or those guests the ability to do those things on their phone, whether it's check in online, check out online, request towels or order room service or what have you, being able to do those things on their phone the way they're used to doing them. And so that's kind of, you know, where we focus. And then also on integration. So the integration between what Maestro and Lock International offer is that we communicate with each other. So that as guests are checking in and checking out, we're communicating with Lock and their products and letting them know that these things are happening. So there's a very tight integration and a real synergy for the guest because it's all seamless. And that's really, you know, in my opinion, that's what's important, to have a technology experience that appears seamless, that you know, it's not an uphill battle to get something done. And that's where integrations like what Maestro and Lock International have done, can help and make a difference in the guest experience.
So let's take a closer look at that integration, because, you know, technology can sound great on paper. I'm going to be completely honest, just to get to this spot that we are having this conversation, we had some technical difficulties. Everybody has technical difficulties on every day of the week, Zoom meetings, whatever it is, because we are very reliant on technology, but it's only as good as it is in its translation in real time with real results. So if you can't get those real results, what's the point? So let's talk about some feedback. What kind of feedback have you received from establishments who are putting these types of technology into play?
Mm-hmm. Martin, do you want to take a crack at
that? Sure. I mean, that's an excellent question. And it has been a great challenge for the past decade from a technology standpoint, to really meet the expectation. You know, when you're traveling, when you're going to the hotel, it is technically supposed to be an enhanced experience from what you have at home. So you're being served, you have a better bed, you have a bigger shower, but from at least an in-room technology experience, it was not the case. You're actually stepping into a room where there's a smaller TV, there is no TV guide, there is that you don't necessarily have the possibility to do this, 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 and that. A lot of restriction. So I would say we're turning that corner now, and that has a lot to do with the capacity of the technology that we bring forward to today to integrate with solutions like Maestro and really become seamless. So that we're getting there yet, but it has been a challenge for the past 10 years.
Yeah, I think, you know, any technology that's still in its infancy, and you know, we could debate how much of an infant, you know, technology is in hotels, but this type of technology where you're expected to have the guest use their own device to accommodate and accomplish a lot of things outside the room, and then look at new technology that's kind of cool and new when they enter the room, you know, requires some thought process, certainly on the design side, but also on the evolution of how that product morphs. You know, what we've seen, for example, with products that we, other products, not in this conversation, but other handheld type products we've integrated with, is that if it's a downloadable app, if you have to go to the Play Store or the Apple Store to download an app to make it work with this hotel, unless you're a regular traveler at that particular hotel chain, people are reluctant to download apps because they've got too many apps on their phones already. And so delivering that capability in a way that is, you know, easy to use and easy to discard when you're finished your stay, if you want to, I think plays some merit. So, and as an example to just sort of express what we did to deal with that is, all our applications for mobile are web apps. So you just use a link to get to them. The only exception to that would be any working with mobile keys, because mobile keys require control of the hardware to open up your door using your phone. But other than that, everything is provided as a web app. So the hotel can send a text message or an email. The guest can click on the link and fire up the application without committing to downloading or spending that time downloading. So, I mean, that's an area that that I think will improve over time as technology changes. Obviously, there's security considerations and lots of other things that can happen when you've got guests accessing your network or you know, using your applications. But those are kind of the things that I think need to improve over time. It needs to be easier to get to the application. We need to continue to enhance on how intuitive those applications are for the guest. And as we add more and more capabilities, you know, it's not just check in, check out anymore. Now it's, do you want to make a dinner reservation? Do you want to order a spa appointment? Do you want, you know, a golf tee time, whatever else you might want? You can do that from your phone. We have to keep working to make that more of an easy journey for the guest. And I think that's where there's still work to be done. And I've seen good examples and less good examples of this, but none of them have impressed me to the point where I think we're there yet. I think there's still work to do.
Well, you both made great points, not just in the hospitality field with technology, but everywhere we're having glitches in new things because it is an ever-evolving process. So specifically, Lo, let's talk about the future with hospitality and what we've talked about today. What can we expect as we go down the road, a few, no pun intended, go down the road, I guess, a few years? Where do we see travel going with technology and that integration that we're talking about today?
Certainly, to my last point, I think we'll see improvements in the guest experience from a technology point of view, from the booking process, being able to make much more of an a la carte decision around your booking experience with the hotel booking site, to making it a much more seamless experience on property, whether that's, you know, through the express check-in, whether it's on-site surveys, which is something we're seeing a lot of demand for, to gauge do a pulse check basically on your guests while they're in-house, try and avoid those negative reviews afterwards by taking care of them while the guest is in-house. I think as we see technology evolving to be more communicative and interactive with the guest in a meaningful way, we'll see the whole guest experience start to improve and hotels will sort of move in that direction. And then you can talk about robotics. I mean, we're seeing, you know, robots in hotels already. delivering towels and delivering food. And I was reading an article this morning about robotic taxis. So you can, you know, order your taxi up and there's no steering wheel and there's no driver. That's going to come. And so you'll be able to shuttle yourself to the hotel from the airport and back pretty easily. And we'll need apps to make those orders. So I think all those things are going to come back. I mentioned earlier that staffing is still an issue. I think technology is helping overcome some of those staffing challenges. But at the end of the day, hospitality is a people business. And it's a human business. And I think, you may be a tired traveler. It was a long day. You get to the hotel, you just want to get to bed. But there's other times when you want to engage with the front desk or talk to the bartender or you know, have a leisurely lunch and banter with the waiter. So I think those are changes we'll see coming, a change in technology to make the experience more controlled, more bespoke, and certainly as staffing comes back, just as personal as the guest wants.
Yeah, we're to go in Warren's direction. I mean, we believe that as technology evolves and get better, it will take care of the more, I would say, the more clerking action, where you don't necessarily require a human touch or a human interaction. So that as staffing come back, they will be more available to really pass on that warm feeling that you're supposed to feel when you're actually going to the hotel.
Any final thoughts as we're wrapping up things here?
Well, I think, you know, meeting the new guest expectations is going to be a collaborative effort, certainly collaborative between vendors like Maestro and Lock International, certainly working very closely with our hotel clients and other hotel partners, and ultimately trying to deliver what guests really want. And the guests are pretty vocal, so they tell us. We definitely have a good pulse on feedback. And I think as long as we take that feedback to heart and do the analysis and understand what people are looking for, I think we can meet guest expectations going forward with technology. We just have to keep doing what we're doing, one day at a time, improving things and making our customers and their customers happy.
Agreed. We have to stay close to those expectations and make sure that we don't let the big the manufacturer or outsider dictate what are these expectations and how we got to do things. You know, independent hotel, Canadian market are different than some others, and we got to be close to them in order to meet those expectations.
Great conversation talking about meeting the new guest expectations, and new guest can be that seasoned traveler that we spoke of who's getting back out there, or those new travelers that maybe have never done this before. And a lot of things that you're working on, both of you, and exciting things that we're seeing in technology, and all at the end of the day, both of you admit the goal is just to make sure that customers are happy and that everybody has a great experience. I want to thank my guests, Warren Dehan, President Maestro, and Martin Daniel, Vice President of Lock International. Thank you both so much for being with me today.
Thank you, Michelle. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Michelle. Thanks, Warren.
My pleasure. Thank you, Martin.
And thank you for viewing and listening today to Conducting Conversations, a podcast brought to you by Maestro. We look forward to bringing you more podcast episodes to come. Hope to see you soon. I'm your host, Michelle Dawn Mooney. We'll see you then.